Hello and welcome to another episode of Sandbox Podcast. My name is Pukela Levea. I'm sitting here in the Kruger National Park with two amazing and hardworking women at the Shimwezi Rest Camp in Kruger National Park to talk about their work as for Sandparks and the upcoming Tuskers project. I'm sitting with Darlene Priston and Rosemary Hancock, who are members of the Sandparks Virtual Honorary Rangers. For someone who has never heard anything about Virtual Honorary Rangers, can you please tell us a little background of what are Sandparks Virtual Honorary Rangers and what do they do for Sandparks?
Hello, Pox. Thanks for having us. And it's great to be able to speak to you. The Virtual Honorary Rangers, we affectionately are called VHRs, but we are officially a region of the Sandparks Honorary Rangers.
Okay.
And just as other regions service parks, like Addo Region service assists with Addo Park,
yes,
we assist Sandparks in the virtual world, primarily with the Sandparks forums on the Sandparks website and then on their social media platforms. And that is where we do our duty. So as an honorary ranger might go into a park and assist with helping a tourist on where to find a camp or that kind of assistance, we help them in the virtual world,
okay,
yes, with that kind of assistance.
Okay, how can members of the public get involved or be members of the VHRs?
What we require is for them to be familiar with the forums and active on the forums, because this is our home park, and then we will welcome them to assist us, because we in our region, you may do the courses for other parks, so you're not only restricted to working in the virtual world, but you can do courses for the other parks and then also go and do duty in the other parks.
Okay.
So it's quite extensive for you if you do join the region.
Okay.
Opportunities.
So what is Sandparks Forums?
Sandparks Forum is an awesome place to spend some time. We as forum assistants and forum mods take care of the Sandparks Forum, answering questions there as well.
Okay.
Helping, my role in mostly in that is assisting with Tusker IDs.
Okay.
People are welcome to post pictures of sightings of the Tuskers on the forum, and I will try and help in identifying.
Okay.
I work very closely with the Sandparks Tusker team, Kirsty Redman and her staff.
Okay.
It's an exciting program, and being here with you guys today and this week has made me realize how awesome it is for someone to see a Tusker.
Okay.
I've never seen one of the big Tuskers. I know who they are, but I haven't seen one.
You haven't?
So, no, I haven't. I'm desperate to see one.
Oh, for this upcoming project, you'd wish to see one.
We'll have to find Rosemary a Tusker.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. Deline has seen one.
Ah,
I
okay.
haven't.
She's a bit jealous.
Yeah. So, what are the other work that you do for Sandparks, and how many social media platforms or pages do you manage for Sandparks?
I'm admin on the webcam page, which is another great project for Sandparks.
Is it Sandparks?
The Facebook, okay, webcam page.
Okay.
It's out there. We've got how many members?
3,300
members, and it's a great place to watch what happens at the webcams. There's one at Tara, there's one at Auckland, Addo, and Nossop in Kalahari.
Okay.
And people love it. It's awesome to see what's
the Sandparks webcam page.
The Sandparks webcam page.
Okay. So what are the benefits of being a member of Sandparks forums, and how can one join the forums?
Joining the forums is easy. You go to the web page, you look for the on the front main page, index page of the Sandparks web page, there are links to the forum. You need to register, and registering is very quick and easy. You give your name, or you choose a username and you email address, and you get an email you need to confirm, and that's all that it takes, and you're on the forums. What we find is we have a lot of people who we call lurkers. They don't actively post and participate on the forums, but they use the huge database because we've got 13 years of information and experiences in the national park shared on those forums. So many people use these forums to plan their trips to the sandparks or to come and ask questions, any questions. How long does it take me to drive from Joburg to Kruger, or which is the best camp to book into? We've got a wealth of experience and knowledgeable people that are passionate to share their knowledge with other people on their forums.
So you would encourage members of the public to be members of Sandparks Forum?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let us talk about why we are here, the Imagine Taskers project. So as the VHRs, why are you involved in this project, and what are you hoping to benefit out of this project?
I'm hoping to benefit, the project benefits by sightings that are submitted to the program. It's vital that they receive the data and information on sightings of the Tuskers in Kruger National Park. Kirsty needs to get that information to know where the elephants are, what they're doing.
And to build a sort of a database.
Absolutely, to build a database. There's a lot of information. I've learned in the few days I've been here how much effort is put into this project, how dedicated these people are in Kruger National Park to keep this project going. The sightings are very important. Very, very important. We need to build some relationship between the visitors of Kruger National Park and this project. Everybody loves to drive around, and I've also learned from today, Deline, I don't know about you, an elephant is not just an elephant.
Yes.
We need to stop, we need to take five minutes and have a look at that elephant.
Yes.
Because I promise you, to see an elephant with tusks is unbelievable.
Yes.
We drive past them, we see big tusk.
Yeah.
But we saw a tusk today that made us realize how magnificent these animals are.
Yes.
all the information about the size of the tusks all comes from
the age and everything.
Everything. Yeah. It is unbelievable. The other sites out there that might have the information, but Sandparks team are the guys that are out there protecting these elephants and getting all this information. And it's vital, I think, that our visitors
submit and support
this project.
Do you want to add something?
I just wanted to add that for me this week, because Rose is far more involved on the ground of the project. So for me to come here and see the passion for the Tuskers by the rangers.
Absolutely.
And their knowledge. I mean, they look at an elephant, glance at this elephant, and can tell you so much information about it.
Yes. We just see an elephant and say, it's a big one, and I'll never ever say, that's another elephant.
Yes. Yes. And I will always look at an elephant and try and apply what I hope I've learned this week. And I have so much respect for these people that they have this incredible information that has been built up over so many years by so many passionate people, and how they really, really care for these elephants.
Absolutely.
That's been an absolute eye-opener to me.
So currently, Rosemary, how many Tuskers are we sitting at?
12 have
the named
been
and not the named.
Yeah, I couldn't name all of them without my book.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just want the number. So no.
There have been 12 that have recently been named.
Yeah.
And I think there are 27 Tuskers in total. 21 Tuskers
in total in the park
at the moment in Kruger National Park that are named.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Ladies, thank you so much for giving me your time and speaking to Sandparks Podcast. Hope you enjoy your journey in looking for Tuskers. All of the best.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
And
thanks.
Please continue with the good work that you do for Sandparks. How much are you getting paid to do all this work for Sandparks? I almost forgot to ask this.
Millions and millions. Of rands in pleasure,
pleasure. Yeah.
And the honour to be involved. Pleasure. It's an honour to be involved with you guys.
I feel very
We don't get paid in rands and cents.
So you're
we get
not
paid
getting
in...
paid anything?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Not a cent. No. No free visits. Nothing.
No. Honorary rangers do this as volunteers for the love and the honor of being able to this kind of experience and being involved with Sandbox.
Absolutely. Nice. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks,
enjoy your night. And
thank you, you too.
And enjoy Shumwezi and Mopane and Letaba.
Thank you very much. Bye.